of us ladies. So we are full on in the swing of summer here in Johannesburg in South Africa. It is a crazy hot day. It is summer holidays for my children. So they're on holiday now for like 6 or 8 weeks. It's ridiculous. And the dogs are barking. The sun is shining. They're swimming. There's laughing. It's actually just really great. And we're kind of nearing the end of this year now. And I think most of us are tired and we're a little bit burned out and we need a break. So what I thought over the weekend is that perhaps it's time for me to introduce a little retrospective kind of an episode. And my thinking was that I'd do it after every 20 or so episodes on the podcast, because that would translate into roughly about a month's worth of listening for you. So it's not because I'm feeling a little bit tired and a little bit lazy and not in the mood to work, which I really, really do. I'm not going to lie. So it's not about me running out of things to say or things to talk about. I think that's highly unlikely that that's ever going to happen. But what this is about for me, though, is just to kind of take a little bit of time and do a retrospective over the last month and maybe look at what you might have accomplished in a really short space of time. Because I don't know about you, but I find that I get very caught up in whatever bullshit I'm going through and just trying to keep stuff together, right? Just the daily hustle and that grind and just trying to not lose my mind. And I often don't actually take the time out to recognize my efforts or the things that I've learned and the things that I've done. And I think it's really, really important. So I wanted to do a little retrospective of the first month or so of this podcast to date. And I'd like to invite you to take a couple of minutes and kind of tick these off on your list and see how you're doing against some of the big things that I had hoped to impart during this last month and that I had hoped to maybe share with you and help you, empower you, change your life, change your mindset, and actually take positive action towards being the best version of you. So during this past month, let's look at some of the stuff that we've covered so far. So we spoke right at the beginning about the importance of me time. And I also spoke about having that morning routine, because I know when you're working and you're, you know, in a relationship and you've maybe got kids, it gets harder and harder to carve out even 30 minutes of uninterrupted quiet time just for yourself, where you do things just for you, whether it's drinking a cup of tea or journaling or maybe doing yoga or listening to something inspiring or reading or learning or whatever it is that actually makes you connect with your soul and reminds you who you are. So I hope that in this past month, you've actually taken some positive steps towards carving out some me time for yourself. The second big thing that I hope that you've accomplished, or at least been a little bit more mindful of, is the shadow side of social media. Specifically, the fact that we tend to compare ourselves in a very unhealthy way, most of the time, really, to everything and everyone that we see on social media. And remember that no one is posting about their failures, right? And their crazy hair when they first wake up in the morning and what they look like without makeup. So it's really a very unrealistic picture that we're trying to compare ourselves to. So that's really, really bad for our self-esteem. The other thing I think that's really bad about social media is that we spend our time on our phones and looking away and not actually spending time with the people who are right in front of us. And that really makes our relationships suffer. So I hope that you're being more mindful of your social media use and that you are actually spending a lot more quality time with your friends and family and colleagues around you when you do actually have that opportunity. The third big thing that I really wanted to accomplish in this past month was for you to be kinder to yourself and to stop with the negative self-talk that really damages your soul. So I hope that you have named your inner critic, like I recommended, and I hope that you're actually keeping that negative self-talk, that hypercritical, mean-assed voice inside your head. I hope that you're keeping that person in check and that you're focusing on the good that you are accomplishing and on everything that makes you unique and special. There's been a very big focus over this past month, and you might not have necessarily noticed it because of the order in which I recorded these episodes, but one of the themes that I wanted to get across is the importance of just cutting yourself some slack and just actually giving yourself room to be human, because you don't need to be perfect. I spoke about this in Progress Over Perfection. I also spoke about it in a couple of other episodes where I encouraged you to just banish your fears and just take that first step and actually start doing the things that will bring you more joy, that are more aligned with your personal values, to follow your dreams, work towards those goals, even if other people don't understand them. And to just really focus on doing the best that you possibly can in a given situation, and just really focusing on the fact that you're actually making progress. And that's part of what this episode is about. Let's look at the progress that you've made. Then there's some big things that we also looked at in terms of personal awareness and personal development, where by now, if you've actually downloaded your little free workbook and you've started using those resources, by now, hopefully, you will, number one, actually know your personality type and understand why you behave the way that you do and what informs some of your decisions and why certain things just really piss you off and drive you insane. And hopefully you're actually able to start recognizing some of the other personality types in the people around you. Secondly, hopefully by now you will have uncovered your own personal values, and you will be able to align those a lot more carefully with the decisions that you make and with your own personal integrity. And you'll find that you'll be a lot less stressed and have a lot more self-confidence when you're making decisions, even if they're not popular or they're not easy, because you're doing things in alignment with your own personal values. Then I also spoke about Grow Coaching in last week and how you can use this to basically coach yourself or to coach colleagues or friends to actually make a decision. So Grow, if you remember, was for goals. Your R is for reality. Your O is for opportunities and obstacles. And your W is for way forward. So we've actually covered quite a lot of pretty substantial, pretty big things this past month. And I hope that you've enjoyed it so far. And I hope that you're going to actually celebrate your success and give yourself a big pat on the back or pour yourself a giant glass of wine, which is what I would do. And just sit back and be proud of the small changes that you've made, whether it's been to your mindset or to some of your behaviors or your rituals that you have and your habits. But just give yourself some credit for the progress that you've made. And look back over this past month and be proud of the small things that you've done that are going to be making big changes in your life. I'll chat to you again.